Everybody, my name's Wendy, and I'm a real compulsive overeater. Good morning to all of you. Good afternoon to me and other people on the East Coast time zone, and good evening to someone that I know is here from the United Kingdom. So I think we've got all the time zones pretty much covered. Thank you so much to the committee who's put together this fantastic event, and especially to the 135 souls that I see are on this meeting. Who are coming here to help me recover and to help each other recover. Thank you so much for being here. I am a real compulsive overeater. I, by the grace of God and the 12 steps that I found here, and I have to already stop myself from using the God word, sorry, from the help of a higher power, a great mystery, a big love, whatever I want to call it today, and the 12 steps of OA, I've been absent since August 3rd, 1989, which is 5 months and 20 days, one day at a time. That's enough miracles right there to prove to me there's a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity. The fact that I even have one day. And not only that, I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. I weighed 194 pounds before OA, and it is a progressive disease. It is a killing disease. I don't think I was done, but because of the intervention of OA and working the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, I'm, you know, have released a little over 70 pounds and maintained a normal sized body for a long time. It's just nothing short of a miracle. I have a sponsor. I've had three sponsors over the 32 plus years. I am a sponsor. I work the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. And my home group is the Saturday morning 9 a.m. step tradition meeting, which I'd make a plug for. If you haven't been to it, it's fabulous. I've literally gone since August 3rd, 1989. In terms of step two, I will reference the literature occasionally. That's really important to hear. I will have my own opinion occasionally. Please take that, what you like, and leave the rest, because I'm not an expert on OA at all. A couple of things I know about the 12 steps from studying them over the years is that they are only suggestions. OA doesn't have any must. There's no you have to do this in OA. But I've learned that the 12 steps are the only suggestion that OA has. It's not like we say, work the 12 steps. If that doesn't work, we have a plan B. We have an herbal supplement program you might want to try, or we have, you know, whatever you might want to try. It's the 12 steps or the 12 steps. So please, if you're new, if you're struggling, if you're not working the step, grab somebody and start working the steps, because that is the way out, as I understand it. And if you're here newish from another program, you're very, very welcome here. I'm a triple winner. It's been my experience that I had to work the OA steps with an OA sponsor because my credits from the other program didn't transfer. So that's my experience. Now, in terms of the second step, and thank you to everyone who shared on the first to make it so easy for me to just jump into step two, there's two takeaways I want to give right from the beginning, because I think the time's just going to evaporate before I know it. So the first one is the 12th step says, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps. So if the whole purpose of this program is to have a spiritual awakening through all these steps, and I don't have a spiritual program, I'm not going to have what I want that you've got. So that was hard for me, because I came in very atheist, and I'll explain that in a minute. So I knew that I had to find some kind of a higher power. I had to embrace some spirit, some energy that was bigger than me, if I wanted to abstain one day at a time, and if I wanted to have a life beyond my wildest dreams and be happy, joyous, and free. The other thing I'd like to share is the OA 12 and 12 is fantastic. There's also the big book of Overeaters Anonymous, which I know initially was started for the beverage program, but there's an appendix I really want to point out. It's on page 567. It's only a page and a half. It's a page and a half of wisdom that talks about having a spiritual awakening, which is what I had, slow moving awakening as opposed to a spiritual experience. You know? So I really encourage people to read that. I change how I reference my higher power all the time. She's genderless, for sure, ageless, not human form. I'd like to say goddess or she, because I'm a woman. I have a harder time with a male reference. That's just me. You know, it's great mystery. It's big love. It's good orderly direction, which you saw earlier. It's HP. And the spiritual principle in step two is hope. And for me, HP now stands for hope, and peace, because that's what I get in believing in a power greater than myself. So before I came into OA, I was absolutely hopeless. And I really believe that is the number one tool of my disease. If I can be hopeless, then I'm going to go, well, screw that, and dive headfirst into the food. But Overeaters Anonymous gives me hope. So that's the greatest tool that I have. It's hard to explain my family background around spirituality and God, but I'll say that I was raised atheist, and that my entire family, which is just my brother and I and my parents, had visceral reactions to the G word, to anything that referenced organized religion. I was taught that believing in a power greater than myself was weak. It was delusional. It was to raise money for an outside institution. It was just bad. And part of the reason I was raised that way is my father came from a family that converted to a particular religion, and he was 12, and he chose not to convert. And his younger sisters did, and they both married ministers in that religion, and my father was disowned from his family. And when his father died, which was just before I was born, at his funeral, the minister said that my grandparents had three children, two beautiful white sheep and one black, two beautiful white lambs and one black sheep. And my father was literally shamed from the pulpit at his own father's funeral. So suffice it to say, we were about self-will. We were about control. We were about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. And I don't fault them for that. They had no concept of religion other than the way they saw it, and they certainly didn't understand that spirituality can be different or separate from religion, and it can also be beautiful and mixed. So what helped me a lot was to separate from myself away from organized religion, which I have no opinion on, and I know is a beautiful and wonderful thing for a lot of people, and just know I'm not in charge. I don't have the power. And it says in the big book, not that I'm weak because I believe in higher power. It says, paradoxically, spirit is the way of strength. And that's been my experience, absolutely been my way experience. I wanted, when I came to OA, what you all had. And you all had some kind of a belief in a goddess or a higher power or spirit, and you had the 12 steps. So here's the trick I used. I created what is called step zero for me. There is no step zero if you need to OA. Step zero for me is I prayed for the willingness to be willing to be willing to believe in a power greater than myself. That's how I did it. I prayed every day for the willingness to be willing to be willing, sometimes multiple times a day. And slowly, I came to see that I couldn't control the tides. I came to see that I couldn't control when plants bloomed. I came to see that the OA group had more power than I did. And I slowly started to use the HP word. And then I was in a 12-step writing workshop for a number of months and always saying HP. And at the end of the writing workshop one day, a gentleman came up to me and he said, wow, when did you start saying God? And I said, oh, I don't say God. And he goes, yeah, you did. He said, God did it. So and that kind of broke it for me. I can tell you that, again, my awakening has been slow. It keeps growing. My definition of a higher power keeps growing. And I couldn't describe it for you any more than I could music. How would I describe what music is or how music makes me feel? I can't describe my higher power to you, but I know that it's not me. That's the most important thing. It's not me. And because it's not me, it means I'm not alone anymore. I'm not stuck with my own lies in my own head. I'm not powerless. And if you're struggling at all with the higher power, I would encourage you. Another thing I heard early on, act as if. Just act as if you have a power that you don't believe in, that you don't understand. Borrow somebody else's higher power. Just know that the way out of the insanity of our disease is to believe in something that's greater than ours. So I don't know where I am on time either, but I can say that how it was before I came in to Overeaters Anonymous is that I had no higher power and I was hopeless. I was lost. I weighed 194 pounds. I was on my way up. I didn't participate in a lot of life because I figured you knew how to do life and I didn't. So I just kind of hid. It talks about in our 12 and 12, we unplugged the phone, we closed the drapes, and we ate. Now, with a higher power, I live life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm abstinent. And I'm way more than healthy. I'm healthier than I ever thought I'd be. I have a happier marriage than I ever thought I'd have. I
love 5 minutes home. Left.
Thank you. I love my home. I have a very successful, had a very successful business that as a result of doing a OA retreat in Santa Cruz back in 2005, I was unable to sell very successfully. Wasn't in my plan. Wrote a letter to Goddess. Next thing I knew, I had an exit plan for my company. So my relations with my parents were much better before I adored them by the time they passed away, and I was to be of service to them. And I have a great relationship with my very atheist sibling today. And everything is in divine order in my life. I think if I was going to say anything, it would be that everything is in divine order. It says in the OA 12 and 12 on page 15, talking about step two, willingness to act on faith was the key to step two, beginning of the healing process and relief from the food compulsion. So I got to find a way to do step two. And I'll close with a story just to show you how beautiful my higher power sense of humor is and how things come full circle. So my brother, who I'm very close to, the four of us travel together a lot, our spouses and he and I, he's still quite atheist. He has two children. Last year, his 28-year-old daughter asked me if I would get ordained and marry her. And and I did. I got ordained. And I married my niece and nephew, and it was one of the most beautiful experiences I ever had. And in the working of the ceremony, I gave him a lot of ideas. It was a very mutual development. But they said, could you just say God or Lord one time? Because, you know, that's going to be important to somebody out there. So I was delighted to say God. I would have not done the service, you know, 32 years ago if I had to say the G word. I said God, and I felt really good about it. And my brother sat in the audience and watched his ordained sister marry his daughter. That's beautiful. That you can't make that up, right? It just keeps getting better and better. So I thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm super excited. I think this is going to energize my recovery to go through all these steps with all of you. And 137 we're up to now. So thank you, everybody.